delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew. Try this beef stew.
Yes, sir, E-Bob. We are in the building on the Underground Showcase. I got my special guest host. Y'all know who I am, first of all. I'm DJ Big Stu. But I got my special guest host in the building with me, my homeboy, Drinks on Russ.
What's the dilly, Stu? How you doing, B? What's going on, man?
I'm glad you're here with me, man. I am so glad you're here with me, man. You know what I'm saying? So we having a great day today, man. We're supposed to have two hot rappers on the show today. They should be there. One is a lovely female from out in Cali. Her name is Moxie. You know what I'm saying? I'm waiting for the people
from
to
out
me over.
From out in Cali? She's from out
yeah,
in
from
Cali?
California. Yeah, she's from Cali. Her name is Moxie. She be doing her thing. She got some little, you know, she got the fly joints going. She's supposed to be up in the building today. And later on, your peoples is definitely going to be up
that's
in the building.
That's right. One of my peoples,
joint.
Harlem.
I was listening to his joint. The joint was hot, man. I was definitely impressed with his music, you know what I mean? So we definitely trying to get him up in the building. But what's going on with you, Russ?
Nothing. I'm chilling, man. It's my first time being on this Thursday show, man. I like to tell you thanks a lot and everything. And I'm just chilling, just doing it up, man. And I'm going to chill out with you, have some fun with you. We're going to do these interviews, knock this thing out, and just chill out, man. What you doing? You been reading the computer, the newspaper? What you been up to, man?
Man, I just been working out, man. You know, I've been going to therapy because I'm basically hurt, like I told you before. But I've been going to therapy, man. I've been mentally trying to get together. I've been trying to do the thing for this movie that we got coming out. It's called The Sosa Way. It's actually a true life story based on one of my homies' lives. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's definitely fat urban music. Matter of fact, you know about the movie. You get ready to be it. I think you're the casting.
Yeah. I'm supposed to be doing a little something on it, but I thought that it was going to come like in the next 2 months. I didn't know that it was coming so soon.
I went
to Facebook today and I saw it up on Facebook today. You had posted it on my page. And then when I saw it, I was like, yo, I thought this was coming like somewhere down the line, and then when you posted up, I was like, okay, cool. And I came here, and now I'm getting time to talk to you and everything, and you're going to tell me about it and everything.
Yeah.
And that's about it, man, and I'm just chilling, taking it easy. It was raining outside. It ain't raining no more. Obama going to be here. You know
yeah.
Obama
going
to be
here.
Here. Yeah, he's supposed to be here today. He's supposed to be here today. I had saw it on the computer. I'm trying to pull it up right now. If this computer could hurry up and just work fast for me. But they doing something for his campaign, and I think it's Russell Simmons and somebody else. And I thought I saw somebody on the picture holding some sneakers. But, you know, I'm talking to you. I can't do two things at one time. My brain don't work like that.
Well, in some other news, man, you know, guess who's getting married in hip-hop, bro?
Oh, man. Oh, who, man? Please don't tell me
Wiz Khalifa.
Man.
Not me.
Don't tell me you. Who?
Nah. I mean, why please not? If I was getting married, I would be happy. But you know.
I would be happy for you, too. But
yeah, but nah, it's not
I didn't
me,
know
you
were going to come over there and tell me.
Nah, it's not me. It's actually Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose, man. They are officially engaged to get married, man. They doing it.
What?
Man. Word is born, and Wiz Khalifa is locking that down. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, well,
yeah,
congratulations to them, too.
Yeah, he went on Twitter himself and announced engagement ring. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. You know, she came back. He went on the page and said his stuff, so everybody thought he was lying because, you know, but she went back with a text and showed the big diamond he gave her, like some crazy big diamond. And she said, he made me the happiest man in the world. So I'm pretty sure him and Kanye going to be fighting.
Nah, you know.
You think Kanye got
Kanye,
over that
Kanye,
girl, man?
Kanye going to look at himself like he's too big for that. He got over that. He done
I don't
made
know,
it,
man. You know, Kanye's a funny guy, man. You know what I'm saying? Bebo, either.
I don't
Russell,
think
he's
funny,
funny
to fight
guy.
Somebody. I think he may be funny, arrogant or something, but I don't think he's funny enough to fight a guy over a girl. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. You think so, Stu?
I mean,
so big,
listen, man, I can't say, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's hard to say, dog. It's like, it's really, really hard to say, man.
Yeah,
you know, it's really, really hard to say.
Yeah, Russell Simmons and them is having a fundraiser tonight for President Obama. The Roots going to be performing there tonight.
Oh, what?
Yeah, just give me a second. You know, I tell you my thing don't work kind of that quick, B. You just give me a second and I'll pull it up.
Yeah,
I tell you my brain don't work that fast. I can't do two things at one time. It's going to be at ABC Kitchen tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Some people going to be shelling out 35,000, because that's a lot of money. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be $35,000 tickets. You understand what I'm saying? Either you could get a, it's going to be starting at $1,000, $3,000, $30,000, $35,000, but it's at ABC Kitchen tonight.
Wow, that's what's up.
They're having a fundraiser for your boy Obama tonight. So, Stu, can I go? Please?
You don't have to ask me, can you go? You the boss. You the new boss of the new show, Drinks on Russ. Now,
hey,
I mean,
hey, you know what else I meant to say? When you said when Amber Rose is getting married, it's real funny that you said that, because on Sunday when you was on my show, I gave out those drinks with the the Amber Rose drinks I gave out, what was that? The marshmallow. That was the marshmallow Smirnoff vodka and the other cream vodka. That's the drinks from Amber Rose. Right or wrong?
Yeah, that is right. You're right.
That is right. So congratulations to her. I hope they marriage lasts more than 6 months than the last couple of people that got married.
Names, well, That's the truth. A few people got married like that, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just for everybody to know, we are having a little bit technical difficulty with the music side of the thing. They actually are fixing the music as we speak. We're in the studio, so if you hear some technicians behind us, it's because they're hooking up some wires. I don't know. We had a technical problem here.
I can't say this. I can't say this if we got to keep the thing going. We've been invited to a boat ride.
Oh, yeah?
Memorial weekend, we've been invited to a boat ride with Backdoor Entertainment.
Okay, that's what's up.
And Memorial weekend, we're going on a boat ride, so we could keep
Backdoor
things
Entertainment,
going.
They be doing their thing, too. They've been doing their thing for a minute,
Yeah.
And Carnell,
that's my boy,
right?
Carnell, yeah. He's been doing his thing for a minute.
What's up?
What else? I heard Laura Hill. Have you heard about her? I heard Laura Hill was in Washington, D.C., and she sung her new song, Fearless Vampire Killer. Well,
what?
I saw it, Fearless Vampire Killer.
That's her new song?
Yeah.
Lauren Hill is going bananas.
I saw it on the internet, and it wasn't looking too good to me. It's like, I don't know if it's the band. You know how sometimes these singers have these bands, and the bands be playing slow and you singing fast? I think sometimes the band can mess you up. You understand what I'm saying? Is that true to say that, Stu? Sometimes the band can mess you up?
But that's why they got, you know, rehearsal, man. That's why you're supposed to go and go to the sound check and all that. They got things to prevent that, you know what I mean? They got sound checks and stuff like that. So you're supposed to go to the sound check and prevent some stuff. You ain't supposed to just, you know, if you go to your sound check, everything going to be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, it came out kind of horrible. So I don't, it sounded like it was a little bit on a band for it. Then again, it was all her fault, but it ain't sound too good to me. It definitely ain't sound too good to me. She was off beat. She was off beat, and the band was live. You understand what I'm saying? And with a live band, someone making some mistakes. Someone is messing up. Someone is truly messing up, man. Someone is truly messing up. But Laura gonna be Laura, right? Puff, puff, pass, right? Puff, puff, pass. What's going on with you, man?
Well, we're going to get into some white folks news, how they call it.
Go ahead. Get into it.
Is Tim Avergne Big Baby Jesus, Tebow chopping down Taylor Swift country cakes. Now,
and
you
know, you're saying he's a virgin.
They want to know, but we about ready to break down. You know, Taylor, yeah, you say, yeah, Taylor Swift, we're really happy for you. And, you know, like say, like, you know, here go Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift says something like she's really happy for Wiz and Amber.
Cool, let me ask you a question. Is it Taylor Swift or Taylor Smith?
Taylor Swift.
Okay,
isn't
go
it?
On.
Taylor Swift.
Go on now.
Taylor Swift.
Like you said Swift. Smith to me.
Swift. Oh,
okay.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Taylor Swift.
Go
you know
on.
The one that Kanye did. Taylor Swift and Tim Tebow did indeed dine together on Monday night, a repping for the restaurant of Century City in California concerns to people. But another onlooker said they didn't seem like they was cuddly, you know? They didn't seem like that. They seemed like it was either some business or something like that. But, you know, they basically saying homeboy is like a geek, man, Tebow, dude. You know, the women, you know, I guess, you know, he's popular now, but it's like, you know, when they date him, you know how these ladies are. When they date him, you know, things don't go the same.
Yeah,
you know
that's true. That's true. That's true. But I got something on another note.
Yeah, what's that?
What's going on with Scott Stiles, man?
Scott Stiles?
Did you see that, man? Oh. My man getting locked up again.
Hold on for a second, B.
I think.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, this
hello?
Is Moxie.
Hello?
Is this Moxie?
This is Moxie.
What's good, girl? How you doing?
Hey, Moxie,
how
you doing?
How you doing?
We all right. We having a little, you know, we having a little technical difficulties because we had a little problems with our turntable system. So we got the mans in here fixing it up. So we trying to get that together so we can play the world's, you know, the hot music you got. But until then, we got to get this interview going because we've been waiting for you.
Okay, I couldn't get in at first. I was trying.
Oh, all right.
Okay,
so,
I'm ready.
So the first thing that, you know, I want you to tell people where you're from.
I am from Dallas, Texas.
And what's your name? How you doing? See, he didn't even introduce me. How you doing?
I was so happy you were here. I forgot about my partner.
He forgot all about me. How you doing? My name is Russ, and I'm co-hosting with Big Stu today. How's everything?
Everything's good. My name is Moxie.
Moxie? And you said you're from Cali.
No,
I'm from
Dallas.
Oh, you're from Dallas.
Don't you hear that accent?
Yeah, I do hear an accent in there. She might hear an accent from me, too. Don't you hear my accent? Okay, there it is.
Now, I listen to a couple of your joints, and you got some flavor there. So, I mean, how it feels to be a female rapper from out of Dallas? Because I know it's hard for female rappers, period. So do you feel like it's even harder because you're from way out there in Dallas?
I really don't because I just started acting. I've always loved music, but I really just started doing it like last year.
Okay.
And since I did it, I've gotten tracks in Ohio, Louisiana, someone from California wanted me. And it's just like once I started, I just got so much love that it was so many people around Dallas that wanted me on tracks. So, I mean, I have a – go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I was saying I have a few songs that I did by myself. But I have so many people wanting to do features. I want to get out there so people can hear me. So that's just how it's going right now. I should be dropping a mixtape real soon, though.
That was my question because you said that you started doing it last year. I wanted to know how many CDs you came out with, how many CDs you was on, like different DJ CDs. How many you was on since you done came out?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yes, young sweetheart. We're going to give it to you.
I'm on like 6 mixtapes so far.
Well, that's good just to be new and only been doing your thing for a year.
Not even a year. I started in November.
Wow. Okay. So that just shows you got some fire.
That's
but now,
right. You definitely got fire.
Now, I want to know who inspired you and what, you know, what female rappers that you look up to.
Oh, that's a good one. I love R&B rappers.
Uh-huh.
I used to love Left Eye. TLC and Left Eye have always been. From when I was young, we used to put on concerts for my mom, and I love Left Eye. I feel
that's
like she had a lot to say, and she didn't just use simple words. She gave you something to think about. So, she inspired me a lot. I would say Left Eye definitely took that one. right now. There's not too many to. You know.
I'm actually glad you didn't say Nicki Minaj.
Oh no! I'm not hating on Nicki. I mean, Nicki can do her thing, but
I don't know, man. I like some of her songs, man, but you know. It's only so much of a crazy woman I could look at. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, she's look all right, but she's crazy, like the nutty part. You know, that gimmick is wearing out. You know, I think with like what you got, you really just kicking lyrics. I don't hear no gimmick when I listen to you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I think is hot. So since you just started, what inspires your writing?
I'm the type of person, whatever track they give me, if they say, here, this is the title to the song, whether it has a hook or not, once I hear the beat, that's how I go from there. And it's like once I hear the beat, then my words start coming into play. It's really no technique. It's just there. So.
And so I actually heard that, you're dealing with DSW Records. Are you signed to them, or are you get ready to sign to them?
It's in the making. Yeah, I'm definitely doing a lot of stuff with DSW right now. So
are you definitely going to be on the movie and the soundtracks and all that?
Oh, I just got hit with the movie. I did. I mean, I knew about it, but I just heard yesterday that I might be in it, which I'll go with it, but, you know, I'm kind of nervous about it.
But why? Is it going to be a girl shooting up this place or something?
I don't even know what my role is going to be here.
Okay.
I just know I'm going to be there.
All right, that's what's up. You got a question, Russ? I hear you in the background breathing all hard.
Could
you want to ask us something?
Tell us what the DS stands for, because some of us is lost now. What's
the
going on? Yeah, DSW.
DSW is the Sosa Way Entertainment.
Okay.
CEO extraordinaire, Six Sosa, from out of Louisiana.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a new company, Block Beat Entertainment, you know what I mean?
Okay.
The whole Dirty South movement.
Thank you, even though I knew that, but I wanted you to say that.
Okay, I just put it there. I think she's going to be a killer in the movie, if I'm understanding. You know, one of the pretty girls that, you know, they always got a pretty girl that kills people. I think that's her role, if I'm not sure, but I think that's so.
Well, what, did she make any videos?
I haven't done any videos yet. I did a feature with DJ Oreo from Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And it was at a show for Atlantic Records, and I did that, but it was real new to me. I got up there, I was nervous. I really didn't know nothing about the club or the stage thing, and it showed. So I got to work on it, but there will definitely be future videos.
Okay, you said you did a track with DJ Dallas, right?
DJ Oreo from Dallas.
Oh, Oreo.
Okay, DJ Oreo.
You
got
to excuse Russell
because
his name, hold up. I want you to understand my guest host today, he has his own show, and his name is Drinks on Russ. So you understand his name, Drinks on Russ. So he might be a little tipsy there. So you got to understand, he may ask you a question, may not hear you. I just wanted you to clarify what my boy, he don't mean no harm, he's not crazy, that's just Russ, you know?
Oh, it's all right.
Who else you did tracks with?
I did tracks with DNA from Dallas. The mixtape from Ohio, it was called Swag Queens. It was an all-female mixtape, and I was the only one from Dallas, so I had to rip real hard. Jack Boy, I've done records with Jack Boy, DJ Oreo. Ooh, who else? I've done so many. SL. SL's Jack Boy. SL from Dallas. I did a few tracks with him. The main took most of the time in Dallas is either going to be Oreo or SL. DNA. It's just a few different people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, what's a regular day for Moxie out in Dallas? Like, how do your day start? You know, how your day go? A regular day.
A regular day for Moxie.
Yeah.
Getting up and being a mom is the first thing.
That's what's up.
Have free time, there's a lot of different tracks I'm writing to. Anytime I have free time, I write. I do a lot of writing, but, you know, I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and they got so much stuff going on. It's, you know, I got to kind of find a way to put everything together and handle everything. So my day just mainly consists of me being a mom, handling business, making sure they stay right, and then at night I read my Bible, and after I read my Bible, it's time to write in the music.
Enroll them in Boy Scouts.
You said enroll them in Boy Scouts?
Yeah, enroll them in Boy Scouts. Y'all got a Boy Scouts down there in Dallas?
Well, he's part of the Boys and Girls Club. I don't know nothing about the Boy Scouts right now, but his main focus is basketball.
Basketball. He should be in the Showboat Classic when he comes to New York. That's the number one basketball program in New York City if you ever come to New York in the summer.
Okay.
Oh, and it's for kids.
He's
look at
and my daughter's soccer.
Oh, that's what's up. And that's a great thing that you got your daughter in soccer because we need more, you know, urban kids to play soccer, tennis, and, you know, different other sports, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I want to do, Moxie? I want to play some of your music right now. They just fixed my turntable, girl, and I've been listening. I want everybody to hear what you got.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good.
So we're going to get into some Moxie joints right now, y'all, and we're going to come back. And excuse Russell, he's like the Boy Scout Pooh Bah of Harlem. So excuse him. He's over here advertising for the Boy Scouts, all right? Trying to
come
get
on,
new
man.
People. All right, let's get into it.
Okay.
Ha! Ha! bitch. My style is shitting on these chicks. I'm sexy posing for these pics. I straight her style around this bitch. And yeah, they like my hips, my thighs, my lips, my eyes. Gangsta gazing, just for thinking, mesmerized. Nouveau got me buzzing. Fellas flocking by the dozen. Simple chickens huffing, puffing. But to me, that shit is nothing. Bitch, I'm stunning. Louis V, Cindy, Christian B. Coco C, so icy. She's juicy, I'm Gucci. When I walk the floor, my hand, they tug her west way. Major Levi's bull. Cancel names, I don't endorse. Only one bitch can do it like I do. Picture perfect, undenied. I'm about to play a certified. Music's liquid, bona fide. Born, bred, and raised, up in Triple D. No matter the cost, you gotta keep the G. You ain't on your grind, the rearrange your feet. Cause up next to mine, your shit is incomplete. You say you want the best when I'm what you see. On the side of me, a whole can't compete. This rap chick should accept defeat. More to this game than fucking dip the cheese. Giuseppe Hill, always repping where I live. CEO status, always closing boss deals. You ain't never met a bitch like me in the VIP, all bottles on me. Bitches mad, they nigga looking. Turn they head, they nigga tooking. All this ass is how I hook them. Moxie, my mind is stuck, I'm stacking green. Me and my bitches on the scene, doing shit labeled obscene. Okay. This rap shit, I'm running like the captain of the team. Just so happens I'm a queen with a swag so mean. Nasty, in the bed but in these streets. I'm classy, niggas like I'm like me. White cup Camaro seats, looking like lean. In the lot sitting on sixes, steady sipping on extreme. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little thicker. Doing shit you wouldn't figure. Pull that bitch and a nigga, cause I
a couple pictures, feeling tipsy off the nigga. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little bigger. And they like them my way, my shape, my size, my height, my lips, my hips, and my thighs. A couple pictures, feeling tipsy off the nigga. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little bigger. And they like them my way, my shape, my size, my height, my lips, my hips, and my thighs.
Flocking, flocking by the dozen. Chicken, chicken, huffing, puffing. But to me, that shit is nothing. Bitch, I'm stunting. Louis V, Fendi, Christian D, Coco C, so icy. She's juicy, I'm Gucci. White, white cup Camaro, looking like lean. In the lot, sitting on sticks, sipping on extreme. Yeah, her titties might be bigger, but my ass a little thicker. Doing shit you wouldn't figure. Pull that bitch and a nigga, cause I.
Quit playing game, ho. 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 something just in case. I forgot to mention I'm hot like a health convention. Gang, gang, cold claiming you don't know my name. Damn, that's a fucking shame. The way you said it, taking aim. This beauty is a beat let loose. Brought that trick to serve my group. This cut is proof that I'm the truth. My veins are what the ripper proof. Now dig this too. If I were you, I'd hate me too. Cause hate is what your bills would do. Try the real, this is your cue. The fact is simple, plain and true. That trill is what you should pursue. You in my face like what it do. Behind my back like my
himself. Big Sosa
really?
In the building.
What's happening?
Sosa, what's good, man? Nobody cares talk about
man,
that movie
I'm just
better than
chilling,
you,
man. Just got off the road about an hour ago.
Yeah, you be always traveling, right?
Yeah, man.
Every time I talk to you in a
yeah.
different state, man.
I,
so
it's hard to sit still when there's so much money to get.
I want you to tell everybody about the movie, man, and how it's going down, man. Because nobody can do it better than you.
Well, the movie, The Sosa Way, Both Sides, Both Stories. Basically, it's going to be my life story with a big-ass twist to it. Because I can't show my life. Because, hell, if I show my life, I'll probably be doing life in prison or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, nah, it's gonna be a big twist to it. It's gonna be like that that Shreveport mixed with Dallas. Basically, the Dirty South meet New York. Like Dallas, like my second home. So that's like mm-hmm. Shreveport to me.
No doubt.
So it's gonna be the South. Basically, it's gonna be like brothers bridging the gap.
Mm-hmm.
Basically what it is. I can't give y'all too much right now because I don't really know myself.
Mm-hmm.
I just have
one thing
my
I know
ideas.
Is
going to
be exciting. It's going to be action. It's going to be a lot of real gritty stuff in there. I know that for a fact. You know, I know personally it's going to be like that.
Yeah, and I was laying back kicking it, and I was listening to y'all. Y'all was asking Moxie what her part going to be in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to change it up a little bit. I'm not going to make her a killer.
Well, yeah, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Make her the killer, man.
Nah,
what you gonna
man, not
dangerous
this time.
Dangerous girls in the world is female.
So what's she gonna be?
She gonna kill his mixtape. She gonna
That's
kill his mixtape. But nah,
right.
She not gonna be a killer in this movie. We gonna do something a little different. I'm gonna show y'all what type of murder girls we got in Shreveport. And all of them ain't got cute faces.
Wow.
So,
all of them don't got cute faces?
Nah, I say nah. And all of them don't have cute faces.
That's right.
So
yeah.
what can we expect on the soundtrack, man? Who can we expect? We already know Moxie is definitely going to be on there. We're looking forward to that. Who else can we expect on the soundtrack and the mixtape?
Well, of course, Will Porter. Gonna try to get Tony Stans out of retirement for a couple of more 16s.
All right.
Maul got it, of course.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, his mixtape will be out before the soundtrack. The soundtrack
yeah.
gonna be like this fall sometime. And I'm hoping for other beats, too. I know other people think it's all about cute beats, which it is, because, you know, that's the best family. That's why I have my interest in. But if you coming with that heat, send them beats. So it's gonna let me see. Moxie, Marv got it. Of course, the whole everybody that we mess with up that way.
I got another cat I'm trying to get down with the team. My man Flo. I'm about ready to send y'all his stuff out there. You know.
Well, I'm ready.
He's going to be on the show tonight. He's going to be on the show later on.
I'm gonna have to check him out. I'm ready because, like I say, this is my second generation right here.
That's what's up.
So it's gonna be a little different from the first one. So
now, what I can't wait to hear.
Soundtrack gonna be hot, man.
I can't wait to hear Moxie and Marv Gotti do a song together. I think that's going to be something crazy.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what the little homie going to come with. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, that's definitely going to happen. But you know something I want to do? I want to work it out when she work with some East Coast female artists.
Okay. Maybe we're gonna go with the Vegas Black. We're gonna work that out because I'm definitely sure Lamoxie. We're gonna be playing every Thursday night on the Underground Showcase. Y'all can come here and listen to her joints. You know, I want to get back into some more of her music. If you don't mind, Moxie, can I get back into some more of your music? Because you're sitting there quiet.
Yes, sir.
You got that accent. I love that accent. You love that accent,
Bebo? I was letting Boss Man talk.
All right. You love that accent, Russell?
Yes, I do. I'm sitting here quiet because, you know, everything is good, too. It's okay.
Well, probably one of them drinks, homie.
Yo, don't worry about it. We're going to hook up, and I'm going to have more than just one for you. I'm going to have a couple of gallons for you. Believe me.
Oh, yeah. You know,
all I need is one, though.
Okay.
Hey, yo. And Sosa, Russell is the man with the other thing me and you talked about too, man. When you just sitting down cooling and you got your Moscato and you got something to twist up in that Cuban.
I don't put nothing in my Cuban no more, man.
I was just trying to say it in a nice way, you know. I supposed to be putting something in my sometimes,
I don't put nothing in nothing.
I know. But I just I'm sorry, Russell. Let's get back into some Moxie, y'all.
What I'm blowing, feeling fire like a beast. The shit you talking about, obsolete like foreign language. You can't take, I am the test you can't complete. What I'm breaking, what I'm folding, what I'm flossing, what I'm throwing. In the long, far state, all that can't stand it bitter. Bitches stack they own figures, game is thicker than the niggas. Popped up on off them jiggers, Gucci down the hustler diggers. White cut this foot, drink sippers, on that lean like fofo tippers. Taylor made me data streets, my mirror image reflects majesty. Look like my speakers on ability, when you speak of me, speak greatly. Swag queens are a dynasty, we are what some would gotta be. Simple bitch and simple try to be, but for us that shit comes fluently. My words are so divine, the shit I say caresses mine. For turning heads, I'm twisting spines, nigga always on my grind. While I'm rolling, and I'm closing, eating greedy, then I'm touching. I keep it G up in these streets, I am the gang you hoes can't beat. You out here caking guap, I'm making. If you flexing, bitch, let's eat. What I'm chasing, what I'm holding, what I'm stacking, what I'm blowing. Feeling fire like a beast, the shit you talking's obsolete. Like foreign language, you can't speak, I am the test you can't complete. What I'm raking, what I'm folding, what I'm flossing.
Here to see you, then here to see us. Grind a heart, here to teach you. I'm all about my cash. I'm out about my flow. If you think about dollars, then you're gonna stay broke. I'ma tell it like it is. Money is my motivation and my thing that I got. Money is my occupation. You can sit there and dream while I'm making transactions. And watch the hustle transform to satisfaction. 25 ain't grind. You don't know about that. It's a beat.
Trying to hit all beans, broke, can't understand conversation all in. Big bank, take little bank, want it out in. We ain't start winning till I was called in. You ain't seen fresh, wait till I fall in. I'm fucking best friends, don't care if y'all kin. When you see me, you gon' see me with too low on the booty on that XC. But top drop chicks bopping while I ride through the lot, they wanna roll with me.
I'm all about my cash.
Sosa, and with Moxie out of Dallas, we in the building. My man Drinks on Russ is always with me.
Yes, we definitely back. What's up, Stu? Go on, man. Do this.
Yeah, so now one more question I want to know. When's Moxie's mixtape? What's the date when it's coming out?
I don't have an exact date, but we're shooting for early summertime.
Early summer.
It will be out.
All right, and do you know any other features that you're going to have on there? Like, you're going to have the same cast or more different people on there with you?
I'm sure they'll probably be some of the same people, but there'll be some different features because I have a few more people that are wanting to do some tracks. So,
right.
You know, I'm just waiting to see. But, you know, it's going to be big.
All right. And Mr. Sosa, man, you got any more projects, man, that's coming out you want to talk about, man, before we go? Mr. Sosa?
Sosa ain't with you.
He was there. I see, you know how he is. He's a busy guy. He walked away
right.
And come back.
That's right.
Anyway, well, Moxie, you know, we listen to your joints. We definitely, the lines are filled up. So, you know, we basically glad to have you here. I want to thank you for coming on the show.
When the next time you coming to New York, miss? When are you coming to New York? Yeah, when are you coming to New York?
I've never been to New York. That's definitely somewhere on my list that I want to go. Hopefully it'll be real soon.
Okay. I look forward to seeing you at least at one of our parties.
I look forward to it, too.
Okay.
All right. So That, with that being said, you know, we want to thank you once again for being on the show, and definitely keep up with us, and, you know, always tune into the Underground Showcase, because we're going to be playing not one, not two, not three, maybe four of your joints every night, you know?
Okay. Appreciate
that's
it.
What's, all right.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
All right. So, my man Russ.
What's
what
up,
you think about that music? It was hot,
hey,
huh?
I couldn't say what I wanted to say, man, but it was nice and fat. I liked it, some of the cuts and everything. She have it going on, and from one of those tracks, you know she got a fatty.
You stupid.
You know she got a fatty from one of those tracks, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, and being that I'm in this studio with you, I see that today ain't Sunday, so I guess my bell is in the cabinet locked up somewhere, right? What, you thought I wasn't going to ask you about it? Oh, you brought yours out? you brought yours out. Okay, no problem.
I just wanted to let you know a bell was in the building.
Yeah. But, hey, she got some nice cuts, B. What? She got some nice cuts, man. If we could get a party going and invite her up, that would be nice, Stu.
Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice, Stu. Word. That would be nice, B. Word
so,
up if we all get our heads together.
Well, we got to do this is some more hip-hop news I want to tell you about.
Go ahead,
because right
I got some more I want to tell you about.
All right, well, Joe Buttons, you know, he's in the hip-hop news today. You know, he moved on from that girl that he was messing with, you know, Esther, I think that was her name, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a new mystery girl, and he's running around.
Did you tell
hood.
Me about this already?
Nah, I didn't tell you about Joe Button.
You told me that Joe Buttons was about to. Oh, okay, not Joe Buttons. Okay, my fault. Go ahead.
I told you about
Wiz Khalifa. That was Wiz Khalifa.
That's right. Joe Buttons. He just, you know, remember him and his girl, they was all in the tabloids and all, I mean, the hip-hop tabloids, rather. You know, they was taking pictures, they was fighting, they was going at it, they was dissing each other on the videos, and they get back together. Well, then they finally broke
who
up.
Who is girl?
She was a little model, I think. Her name was Tahari Esther, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Tahari Esther. And, you know, she did a lot of posing in a lot of magazines, you know what I'm saying? She's been in, you know, those type of magazines where, you know, Eye Candy and all that type of stuff. So she's been in those magazines. She was doing her thing for a second, and that was a girl. They had a house in Jersey. They started going through a real crazy battle. Like, it was on some crazy, like, you would see them on YouTube talking about each other, dissing each other. Well, he got a new girl, you know, and they taking pictures. You know, paparazzi is following the kid all over. So they taking pictures of them, they keep talking about her cakes. You know what I'm saying? That's all they talking about with her. Like, yo, you see her cakes? You see her cakes? So
her cakes as her cakes better than Nicki Minaj cakes?
I just seen a picture of her face, you know. Like, yeah, I don't know, so I couldn't really tell you, but that's what's up. You said you had some hip hop news. Oh, one more thing is it's a crazy thing because it was a drive-by that killed the 9-year-old baby, man. That was pretty messed up. And they were trying to say that actually at first they thought the baby was the target, you know?
Yeah.
Drive-by, yeah, like somebody really came to the target, but now they're saying it's not, you know what I'm saying? But we get back to that a little later on in the show. You can tell me what you was going to tell me.
Okay, cool, but I wanted to ask you a couple of questions because you was talking about Joe Buttons.
Yeah.
Joe Buttons just now signed to what, Slaughterhouse?
I think so, yeah. I'm
not
sure.
He just now signed to Slaughterhouse. Joel Ortiz is over there too.
Yeah.
What?
Over I know he got a song out named Church.
Who?
I know he got a song, Church, that's out, right? That's a song, Church, something like that, something to the church.
Yeah.
He played it.
Mm-hmm. I have read an interview that Joel Ortiz is 25% of a group. What group did Joel Ortiz was on? $1 million question.
I couldn't tell you, Russ. You know, I'm really just getting up on that cat. I like his style. I like his flow. I heard him up on some joints, but, you know me. I'm an old school DJ, but I like new school artists. So once you get out there, I'm not going to say I don't listen to you, but I listen to you, but I'm more into either the old joints, and I like to listen to the up-and-coming people. I like the underground set, so I didn't really keep up with him, but I know he was kind of hot when the songs I did hear, and I was feeling him on that joint he did with Lloyd Banks, the Beamer Benz and Bentley joint, you know? But he had the Nissan Honda Chevy. Yeah, I was feeling that. I liked that. I thought that was kind of fly.
Okay.
Man, we waiting for our next guest to get into the building, you know?
Okay, so you got music over there for me? What you got over there for me?
Yeah, dude? I mean, I got some of his joints, man, but I don't want to play none to the boy in the building. You know what I mean? I mean, I heard some of his joints. I was thinking it's fat, you know? You know what we should do here on the show, though, man? We should have a make it or break it. Not today, but I'm thinking about we should start a make it or break it. You know, and that's how an artist can tell if the people that's feeling their joint is hot. Or if they need to go back to the lab, you know what I mean? Because sometimes you got to be honest with cats and tell them if they got to go back to the lab or whatnot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's real because how do a person know if they're going to be a real rapper if nobody's being honest with them? That's what happened to a lot of known rappers. Like, once they get on and get signed and the entourage starts sweating them and everybody, ain't nobody to tell them, yo, son, that shit ain't, that joint right there ain't popping, son. It ain't really what's good. You know, ain't nobody to tell them that.
Yeah,
you know, there's always, you know, you don't need a bunch of yes men around you. You need somebody that's going to say, yo, son, that ain't the right thing to do, or that's what. You need to have a friend like that.
Yeah. So I got a question for you. Right now in today's rap game, what is the hottest crew out here right now? What do you think is the hottest crew? Like for instance, YCMB. Cash Money Click is
but
that
they, I
the
think
hottest
maybe they,
crew?
They was a little hotter a little bit earlier, but right now I would honestly say, well, you know, Maybach Music is a crew. They doing their thing. Consistent. I mean, you know, and it changes.
True.
With the hip
Puffy
record.
Got his little crew over there.
Cool, Puffy.
Yeah, Puffy got his little crew.
Yeah, but when what crew? But you know, like those crews, I think they had the most of their heydays. They consistently making hits, but I think you know, they runs when they first came out. All these labels, when they first come out there and they get their hits, they got the major run. Everybody's on them. And I think right now it's Maybach Music, you know. It's their turn. You know, CMB had, you know, Cash Money had their turn. Bad Boy had their turn. Death Row had their turn. You know what I mean? Everybody had their turn. No Limit had their, you know, No Limit, but had their turn. And everybody, I think, you know, now they just, all those labels is coming out. And they just putting out now. Once you get to that level, I think you just put out and see when you can put out the next hottest artist you got. But that Hoopla, that like, because you know it'd be fresh when a new label come out with a team like how No Money or a Young Money or all them dudes come out. It'd be everything fresh that be brand new to the eye. They whole image be brand new. So boom, once you get to know them and get to see them, and they put out a couple albums, you still be fans. And I'm not saying that they can't be mega stars, but it just don't have the same oomph like when everybody first come out, when you first see a new click, you know?
Okay. Did you see the brawl with Young Jeezy out in Orlando?
Nah, but I heard about it.
Yeah, Young Jeezy had a brawl out in Orlando. Somebody went crazy over there, and they had a brawl. Then I saw another brawl today, too, with Jim Jones in them. Somebody tried to throw
crazy?
What?
When you a rapper, you got to have a brawl. Like, you don't – I mean, now the new R&B singers, but you ain't seen, like, Marvin Gaye or Prince in them or, you know, the old Motown. You didn't never have to see them had to fight.
I got a better one for you. What about that punk rock music? They be knocking one another out all day long to that music, picking one another up. Soon as the music stop, they drop you on the floor and pick you up and everything. And it's never like that. It's always got to be something crazy with the rap music. But that punk rock music, they be knocking one another out, punching one another in the face, knock your teeth out. And they still get up and, you know how they do it, man. But it's just something with this rap music, man. Word. It's just something with this rap music.
Yeah, because, you know, it's crazy because, you know, back in the day, they used to say the Temptations battled the Four Tops. And it was just who did the best show, you know. And even when we used to be younger and you know, and Russ, you come from a project that had a famous crew in hip hop, man. You know what I'm saying? I wanna, you know, it was one of the crews out of your project. It was a couple of crews out of your project, but
a couple
the main
of crews
crew,
out of my project was Crash Crew.
Brad, that's what the main crew.
There's
I mean,
Rob Bass.
Rob Bass. That's what I'm about ready to tell
Doug
you. Like
Fresh,
Crash.
This DJ come from my project, Barry B.
Yeah,
there was a couple
yeah.
of crews. There was a couple of crews.
And so you grew up around crazy hip hop. Like you was out there when they did Lottie Dottie, right? The first time
yeah.
Lottie Dottie was done.
Yeah.
You was actually yeah. there, like that crowd yelling like
yes.
Just like I was actually in Harlem World when Busy B and Kumo D had the battle. You know what I mean? I was actually right there. I was probably the youngest person in there at the time, you know?
You know what's so funny about that? I seen Salt and Pepper, they always talk about how they battled Dougie Fresh and everything like that.
I
but they never
that.
Talk about how they pulled out the ivory soap and the wigs.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything like that at that battle. That was kind of crazy. I was at that battle.
And it was crazy because, you know, Salt and Pepper, Ben, they was doing their thing back then. I think they got on a record-wise later compared to some of the artists who got on records-wise. Because they was real young, but they was doing their thing.
Yeah.
They was actually really, really doing their thing. Like, they was really out there. I remember when they first came. I remember seeing them at something that Master Don had. You know what I mean? And it was like, yo, Salt and Pepper's in the building. I'm like, yo, who are these little girls right here? And they were, like, kind of little looking, you know? They didn't have Spinner Rattler with them at the time, though. You know, they didn't have a girl DJ. Did they have a girl DJ? I don't know. I think DJ Spivey was on the wheels still. And so, basically, I think they was just, and it was Master Don. So, I think they was just getting on the mic and all that. But yeah, those were the days, Russ. It, you know, these kids have never experienced that. Like you know, when a kid look back at old school and say LL, yeah, LL is old school, but there's older school rappers than LL, you know?
Yeah.
Rap goes back, man, to your man Spoonie G, you know?
Yeah.
Rap goes back to Grandmaster Flash. I remember, Russell, man, when we used to have to, like now you got to, technology is crazy because now you got an iPod, you know what I'm saying? You got all type of MP3 machines and all that. We had a box and a cassette tape. And some dudes had an 8-track tape.
Yeah, I'm trying to buy me a nice old school box, man. Word up, man.
Why?
I'm trying to buy me a nice old school box.
You gotta just walk through the street with a big box?
No, you know. Carry it 1-2 blocks, put it down, let the next person carry it 1-2 blocks.
Carry it 1-2 blocks, put it down. That's how it used to be back in the days, too. Take a long walk with your radio and you'd be tired. Word. That's how it used to be. If you're like, yo, you
walk,
carry.
Walk down to your game or something like that. Walk down to your game and watch my man do the announcing and have some fun. That's
I'm
what
gonna
I
say
can
something
do.
Crazy. Cats that used to hustle. Used to change. You remember the boxes, the big ones used to cost like $700-$800 when it was, you know, in the early days, you know? Now those boxes is like you get a big one for like $40.
Yeah.
But you know, back in the day they were like $700-$800. Get that JVC one, remember that JVC joint that had like four speakers on it and all that?
Yeah.
And you know, you used to be walking through that and it was crazy because it started out where you'd be walking through, you had to go buy yourself a Cold Crush tape. And then years went by, you know, you went either, it started with Cold Crush, Crash Crew, you know, it started with the rappers. And then
yeah.
years went by. And then when you get into the late 80s, like, you know, maybe like 82, 83, Brucey B, Star Child, and Kid Capri, you know what I mean? And Silver D and them, you know what I'm saying? And Doo-Wop, they started putting out the mixtapes, you know? Putting out the real mixtape. If you remember, you should have to go by to 125th Street and buy a Kid Capri tape, and it was like $20 when it first came.
Still got to go to 125th Street to buy a Kid Capri.
But remember, like a Kid Capri tape was like $20, man, to get a Kid Capri tape in like an 82, like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless you had a hookup, if you would actually went to the store, record store to buy a Kid Capri tape, it went from anywhere from $15 to $20. And then Cat started dubbing his tapes, and they went to $10. And then other cats started dubbing the $10 tapes, and then they went to $5. But that's how this whole hip-hop game transcended, man. And these young cats don't know that, man. Like, I was telling my little man, I was like, yo, you know when you be wearing your pants hanging down like that, son, in prison, you like, you know, you actually invite a cat to come to you. Yo, my father
yo,
was telling me that. I don't believe
yo, you
that.
Know what I do to my nephew?
What?
You know what I do to my nephew? every time I see his pants like that, I run up behind him and pull everything down and dare him to do something.
But you ever noticed when Shorty in New York, I don't know about in other states, but in New York, when shorties, they go to, you know, if they get in trouble and they go to prison with their pants hanging down, when they come out of prison, even if they still getting in trouble, they ain't got their pants hanging down no more, though.
Yeah.
You know? They learned the lesson, like, oh, snap, you know, word. You know what I'm saying? Now, you might get one dumb knucklehead who come back out and get hooked back onto society trying to still be down, but the ones that do come out and have, they be like, man, I understand what that means. You know, and you know, it's not, if you got to educate shorties, man, if we don't tell them nothing, nobody else going to tell them nothing. Actually, people tell you, oh, they wearing their pants hanging down, but these designers are making the pants. You know, they know that they're wearing them hanging
down.
Now,
I can say that because, yo, sometimes, well, one time a person was like, why are you wearing your pants all hanging down like your money? These joints, look at this. You can't do nothing with these.
You can't
tight.
Pull them all the way up.
But
they, so
that's the way
I
they
can't
cut.
Wear them tight joints,
that's
yo.
The way
I,
they
man.
Cut.
The
that's
type,
the
and it's
they
like
cut.
you can't find, like, you go looking every pair of pants, unless you get some generic jeans. The only jeans that's baggy now, generic jeans, you know? Yeah, unless you mess with, you know, some joints that don't got no name on them. They try to look like, you know, they be trying to look like Black Label. You be like, oh, these is Black Label. Then you look at the tag and be like, dang, these is Johnny Redcocks.
Yeah, Johnny Blue Cock.
Billy Americas. I actually seen one pair of pants that they looked at hot, too. I was mad, because when I looked down, the designs on them was crazy. I was like, oh, these is hot. I can sport these right here with this or some ACGs or whatever. And when I looked at the joints, when I looked at the name, I said, I wish I would come out there. Brooklyn Baseball Field.
Yeah.
I like Brooklyn
right.
Baseball Field jeans.
I just now got informed that your boy said 5 minutes. He on his way coming upstairs or something like that.
Oh, he on his way? Okay,
yeah,
he's doing
coming up.
All right. So that's what's up, man. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I'm feeling
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
he ain't in
the building, but he close to in the building.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what's up, you know.
He close
that's
to
what's
in the
up.
Building. Word, but let's go to some entertainment news, man. Rick Ross is cleared in aftermath death found on his property. Somebody got shot. Yeah, you know. Somebody got shot. A man was found shot to dead in front of Rick Ross' Miami Garden House on February 29th. And they said Rick Ross don't have nothing to do with it. Rick Ross done said, I don't even live there. I own that, but I don't live there.
But, I mean, like, where the dude just got shot, like, walk, you know, he ran and running by, or he was, you know, he tried to run up, and then Rick Ross joined and got shot.
Okay.
I don't mean to say it like that.
I see you want me to read the whole story, like, this is Sunday night on Drinks on Russ, but I'll do it for you, okay?
All right, you know.
Okay.
But we want to know, you done told us that. I know some listeners out there like, what, Rick Ross? You know, all right, come on, let us know.
Okay, listen, a guy was shot February 29th at Rick Ross' Miami Garden home.
Uh-huh.
Detectives confirmed that Rick Ross has nothing to do with it. He's not a suspect. He's not wanted for questioning to the death of an unarmed man. That's what it says.
Uh-huh.
Rick Ross owns the property, which is the house. That's not his primary residence. And he don't have no connection whatsoever with the case. Okay, Stu? So,
okay.
The man was unarmed, he was walking by, and he got shot.
Now, what neighborhood Rick Ross lives in now, rich as he is, that people are still getting shot in front of your house?
Well, you never know.
Don't
all of them live out like in Liberty City or something like
but,
that?
But, you know, the only time you had to used to worry about that type of stuff is when OJ was out. Like, if you live in that type of neighborhood, I'm serious. If you live in that type of neighborhood,
yo,
man.
Yo, man, come on, man. Paris Hilton was his neighbor, B. Don't do that, B.
What'd you say? Listen, but, check this. If OJ was out, because listen, If you live in a...
Come on, man. Why you going to put my man OJ up in that, man? Come on,
I'm trying to tell you, man. That's the only criminal that they allow to walk in those type of neighborhoods, man.
You must have quit if it don't fit, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only... all right. Unless Rick Ross had a house, he said, I don't live there, so maybe he owned it. Maybe it's the hood. Do we got the address of the place? Maybe he might have seen something he owned in the hood when he first got on.
There's no address, but it says Miami Garden. Home.
And, you know, sounding like Miami Garden Homes don't sound like nothing crazy. But then again, it's Miami, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Miami. Miami.
Yeah, so. But that's kind of bug, man. That's kind of bug right there, you know, because, you know, I don't want to become a famous star, move somewhere. I might as well stay on 110th Street. Go back to the hood. Go back where I came from in life.
Either build a fence.
Yeah.
Build,
you got
build
a nice big fence in your house, Russ.
Come on, man. Please. I got two big dogs to go with it.
Yeah, I know.
I got big dogs to go with it.
You know, dogs is the best next thing to a gun to me. Especially when you got big ones.
Yeah. And you can have a small one because a small one could alert the big one.
Yeah.
You got to pair them up the right
way. The small
way.
One be the tough. I think I got to buy a small one to go on my big ones, you know. But see, my dogs are so vicious, they might kill a little small little dude.
Well, I got a little cocker spaniel I could give you, but I don't know if you're going to want him because, boy, you got to do some combing with them, boy. Mm. You have to do some combing and some cleaning with them dogs there, man. Cocker
believe it or not, I'm not a little dog dude, man.
Them little furry
I can't have
dogs.
A little dog, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a little dog dude, man. I never was really into the little dogs. The little dogs never really made me feel any type of way, man. Like, I don't like a little dog. But anyway, you know what we're going to do, man?
Go ahead, man.
Some flow music, man, because each time the elevators might be rolling up. So by the time he come up, man, we're going to holler at him. Let's get into some of his music, man.
All right, let's get into some of his music.
About 12 was a hard head run around. I'm looking for a couple dudes I can run around. So fake schooled me, gave me the run around. And I was determined, get money and gun them down. 13 slow-mo, 14 got it poppin'. I got my own grand money, so I got it poppin'. Took a trip up the hill when I started copying. A couple weeks rolled the D's and I started shopping. Now I'm seeing through my own perspective. I got it home, a checklist, never owned a death wish. See it all connected. Cause now I'm 15 and can't stop. All my money invested. Even if I was just aiming for a necklace. Fast money, it was all of the essence. 16 more mature, it's clothes and halls. You wear certain shit for the chick you're going for. Coming up rough in Harlem, did it my way, did it my way. But I still can't escape these problems. Hear what I say, hear what I say. Coming up rough in Harlem, did it my way, did it my way. But I still can't escape these problems. Hear what I say, hear what I say. Ran through high school, I passed fight school. And for the money, I make any little light move. Fuck what you might do, it gotta be approximate. Once you lead the way, everybody gon' follow it. 18, I already knew how to make memes and how to make ends meet. And I spray things without going frying. All of the homies dying. Now I think the car's jail and the bullets flying. The underlying truth that says you'll be silent. By 20, I'm in a bed, ultra violent. 21, still alive without a son. But I'm proud of myself and everything I've become. Coming up rough and hard, did it my way. Different for a few, but they ain't broke up in the city where I grew. Been to every school, broken every rule, and the key to survive is the number one tool.
dice game's going bad. I'm in the sport jack. See, launch back. No, I had to flaunt that. It all started. First met with A1. Then Gax and Jack. The machine tongue. This summer, I'm coming out with machine guns. Even bonuses if you've never seen one. You cuff your girl till she gain green thumbs. Best out of 10, still I might eat one.
Food. Yeah, y'all.
Beef.
They're in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
We got Flo and Mavis in the building. What's good, fellas?
What's going on, Stu?
Yo.
Yep.
We got Russell, too, fellas.
Okay, what's going on,
Russell? What's up,
Russell?
Yeah,
see, that was a nice cut right there, man.
Good luck, and I appreciate it. Let's
that
start
was
off
a real work. Nice cut. You got that Harlem flow with you, huh?
Yes,
Yeah. I hear you, B. What's going on, man?
Cool,
how's
man,
everything,
Andy?
Man? Welcome
everything.
To the show, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having us on, man. Drinks on Rush. Shout out to that. Beast
that's
Radio.
Good. That's good. You got your man Maverick with you, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, Maverick is here. You know, I'm out for the Freedom Line Entertainment. That's right, like Kid and Play, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So fellas,
okay,
man,
cool.
Call it.
So, fellas, man, how long y'all been doing y'all thing together, man?
I met Flo, shit, we got, about 11 years in now. You know what I mean? We met up at Rice High School down in Harlem, which is actually non-existent now, so.
That's what's up, though.
So we've been doing music since then, but ever since I graduated from school, we've been going real hard with it, man, real, real hard. So, you know, we started Freedom Mind, we got the logo popping, and the rest is history, Sue.
Exactly.
Yo, one thing I like what you just said is that you graduated, and you
graduated.
I was graduated,
just about to
so,
ask him that, Stu.
Yeah,
so,
that's clear.
And
that's
y'all said...
Thing.
Y'all graduated from prestigious school in Harlem, Rice High School.
Also, the location, just be clear that it's in Harlem, so
and that's a prestigious school in Harlem. And Rice ain't just no slouches. You had to do really good to go to Rice. You know, Kareem, Barnes, people went there.
Kemba Walker, Charlotte Bobcats.
Yeah, no doubt. So, now, when I listen to y'all music, I definitely hear the Harlem sound, but y'all got something different with y'all. Explain that to the people, man, because y'all got the Harlem thing, but it's something different with y'all.
Much smoother.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Just to start off, both of us individually started writing rhymes, you could say, about 12, 13. So that's how we came up. When we bumped into each other, it was already like a passion for music, and you could just tell we would write together, spit. It started like, you know, people's cribs. We're in closets and we building studios and laying tracks down. So now more so, we older, it's time to go. You know, and like our tracks, it's in-house. Everything is in-house with this Freedom Mind Entertainment thing. Like, it's strong. You know, we got Woozy. We got people backing us, supporting us. We got dudes that make the beats. We got singers. We got rappers, male, female.
Yo, y'all just now shot a video in Harlem.
Yes,
sir. 200 the Crowd, track number 10 off of Freedom Into Music.
Where is that video right now? The video's on YouTube. You can catch that on YouTube.
What is it? Shout it out.
YouTube.com/FreedomMind1. That's the page. 200 the Cry. It's under 200 the Cry. That's the title. Flo, my name.
Okay.
Yo, repeat it again, there. But say it slower. Because you said it so fast, I couldn't write it down.
Flo.
He's probably over there drinking too, so excuse him.
No, I am. You know I am.
Drinks on Rush, you already. So it's Flo, FLO-2HURTTHECRY, TOO, hurt, the number 2, cry. Look that up.
Okay,
now,
cool.
Me and Rush was talking about a lot of cats that influence cats, right? So I'm wondering, like, me and Rush were talking about the cats crew, because y'all from Lincoln Project too?
Yes, sir. I'm from Lincoln Project and Math.
Yeah, I'm from 42nd and Lennox, Eleanor Village.
Right.
Anybody who from Harlem?
That's what's up. Now, Flo, you then. The crash. Yeah. Now you probably was like a little baby.
I was a little baby. Yeah, I heard the Bismarck Keys and the Crash Crew and the Raw Bass, and these are just things I heard, you know, coming out of L Block and Lincoln houses.
So did
I'm
it make
from.
You feel like you had to come out and represent, like, you know, because you came from a project
so.
That had that much hip hop legacy?
Definitely. So all we did was rap in the house, in front of the building, in the big park, in front of 01, the lobby. We just rapped. That's what we did. We rapped all day.
Yo, this Bebo as nice as he said he was. Bebo said, you know, Russell said he was an MC. MC Drake Storm Russ.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Don't let him soup you up with that one, baby. Don't let him soup you up with that one.
So what's your next mixtape coming out?
The next mixtape is Thug Juniors. That's me and Math together, and that should be by the end of March, early April. No later than that, we'll be coming out with that. That's just a mixture of instrumentals, industry ones, and me and him just going to do what we do on them verbally and lyrically.
So this is your first CD, right?
No, actually, we got songs. Mav as well, he could tell you about a song he also got on the two.
Okay, what's your favorite
tell about
song that,
Mav.
You got out?
Yeah.
What's your favorite song that you got out?
Flow? The best one that I think on experimental music myself personally, I would go with, besides Too Hurt to Cry, because that's just what I love, I would go with New Shit, number three, New Shit.
Okay, that one might be coming up next.
That's just one of those where I feel like, you know, I'm expressing myself using that Harlem slang. If you know the lingo, little certain things I say, it's like, okay, yeah, we say that every day in our speech and you know, in the way we live.
Okay,
right.
We got one of your tracks playing in the background. Do you hear
it?
Yeah,
we're going to get into it, man.
Yeah, I hear it, definitely.
What track is that, number two?
Nah, that's Days of Our Lives. That's number 9, I believe.
Okay, cool. Well, let's get into some of this music. We're going to come right back to y'all. We're going to have this with your boy Maverick in 1 minute. Just hold on.
Yes,
hold on.
Said a nigga getting money and a nigga fucking bitches in my life can't get much better. I said I'm driving foreign cars and I'm living like a star and my life can't get much better. I said a nigga from the struggle, so you know I know that hustle and my life can't get much better. This is the day of my life, come on and take a ride and my life can't get much better.
Kisses, Hershey chocolate whipping. Rims look like deep dishes. A fine aura balling, I've been a scorer. And stay so fresh, you could call me a flying saucer. You out of place, I know my strength, so I bow in grace. The hood keep me in the web like cyberspace. Lead them to water, but can't make them drink, so security alarm will catch them if they tiptoe. Can't stand flag the same ones that snag us and get mad at me because they girls want to gag us. Family first, the other side want to have me hurt. I'll leave them wet with blood like when waters burst. Pass I paid, raise cats I raise. The day you least expect, gotta be the day. Talk wisely, get down low like Isley. A slave I am not, not another man could buy me.
If you don't know the way, then just follow me there. I'll lead you to the water. I can't say much to you, but I know about me, and I'ma take this game over. My whole family gotta eat, and I will run the streets, so you know my dedication. I like to talk about it all, so watch this in the store. I'll no longer keep you waiting.
Went from having play dough to now having play dough. I get the money I need with speed when I say so. Other guys stay broke, attention better pay close. Black on black Camry, dare me to call J.O. It's Talay or Kovo, rugby polo, weed Coco, nah, like Tony Romo. I had no uncles on the block, it was just me. Had to form up a team of gunners like the Just League. It was just me, Gary G plus C, and Don Mo 40 in Sydney. I made a killing with purple bags and supple stash. Cops coming, I'm running, I used to cut the grass. I run across the highway, I was cutting cabs. Run to Tina's house, blunt, and I'm puffing drags. Pebble Beach boy, I broke a lot of rules, and along the way I learned what to and what not to do.
If you don't know the way, then just follow me there. I'll lead you to the water. I can't say much to you, but I know about me, and I'ma take this game over. My whole family gotta eat, and I will run the streets, so you know my dedication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yes, well, you're next. Oh, now, my man Mavis, you on the joint, Mavis?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, so I want to know now how long you've been doing your thing and who influenced you in the hip hop business?
Well, I've been doing my thing for good. I mean, it's funny because in terms of writing, I guess I've been writing since like close to 11, 12 years old, but going hard, I want to say late teens, early 20s. And like I said, I'm from 42nd and Lenox, so that whole Children of the Corn wave got me. Bloodshed, L, Cam, Mace, Huddy, R.I.P. Huddy 6, you know what I mean? So definitely Uptown. Definitely Uptown.
Do you go back into DJ Kev Nice and all of them? Do you remember that back then? Down the block?
Nah, you might have called me at the young age around that time.
All right, you know, because, you know, that's what I used to come uptown. I used to see my man DJ Kev Knight, but he was down on AFAB, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Him and Bill Blass and the boys, they used to rock there down in the block like that. Well, anyway.
My name is Kev Knight, that joint.
That's
D-Knight. Funny, that's D-Knight. Now,
I don't know
you, do
name,
you got a mixtape coming out?
Yes, sir. So what it is Flo, you know, we started him off. He was the first artist on Freedom Mind with experimental music. We're going to follow up with Thug Junior's late March, early April. Then me and him going to come out with an official of all original beats mixtape called Kids at Risk.
Oh, my God.
We got somebody else on the line. Hello?
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 Yes.
Oh, shit, I don't want to say.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, yo.
You the
hello.
Fan?
Well, hello to you.
Hello?
So what makes you want to start the music? Hello?
Yeah. What's up? You said
Flo
talking to me.
You know who this is.
Who this is? You talking to Flo?
Yes, I am talking to Flo.
What's
wow,
up,
Flo? Who's this,
hello,
Flo?
Who's this?
My name is Tawana. How are you? How is everyone?
What's going on?
You know I was going to listen. Come on now. Stop playing.
That's cool. Stop it. What's up?
You see, now my sister's going to call me a groupie. That's messed up. Y'all think I'm a groupie?
No,
I think he's supporting your people.
See, that's my boy.
You
know I got to show him love.
Good music is good music.
Word.
You know, I got to be a supporter because I'm feeling it. I already told you I'm feeling it.
Where you from, miss?
Appreciate it.
Where you from, miss?
I'm sorry. I have a hater in the back. I'm from Harlem.
You from Harlem?
That's what's up.
Shout out to you.
World.
And what's your girlfriend name that's laughing in the background?
Oh, that's my chicken head sister. Her name is Cheryl.
What?
She thinks she's a singer.
What's her name?
Wow. Oh, she's a singer?
Her name is Cheryl. She thinks she's a singer.
Cheryl, Cheryl, we said hi.
We're going to have to hear her, man.
Yes, just hear it. Right
yeah,
now.
Bro, get that
make
contact,
it or break it.
Bro, get them contacts.
Make it or break it right now on the air.
I'm dying on front. She can sing. She good.
Flo,
right now.
Freedom, mind, independent. I got to hear her.
We're going to see right now.
You got to hear her?
Live. Right now.
She's running away. Why you running away?
How you
going to
be a singer? You running away. This is it right now.
We
got people listening.
Come on, tell her again. This is it right here. This is what it is.
This is it right now. People are listening.
Come on, Shea Butter. Why you acting like that?
Shea Butter scared.
Shea Butter ain't from Harlem. She's from Harlem. She a represent.
But you're
Shea Butter to represent.
Show my support and all my love. So, but you're doing good, and I'm feeling it. I'm loving it. So, you know, I got you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have
okay,
nice.
Stu, we got another caller?
Nah. But you got some fans, Flo. That's what's up.
That was cool, yeah. I appreciate
it. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to play some more music since you got some fans.
Play some more, man.
All right.
Yeah. And I still bring it to you. I present something you can vibe to.
Still want to recycle, will he ever done? Cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting mine, but are you getting yours? I know what you people want, and I got this. You can hate me if you want, but I got this. You see the blame that's in my watch? In my hometown, they know. Flow get ultrasonic, especially when I'm blowing chronic. Martini with the eyelids. Shorty over there keep batting up her eyelids. I guess she don't know I'm the one that get the job dead. Or the one that ride with it loaded in the cartridge. Buy her and all her friends something to start with. Come over by me, I said with the calmness. My crowd do the sipping, bottled up the calmness. Slick as gel in the YSLs, only time to tell. My place is checking the hotel. As I predicted, we both got twisted. CCS. That's poop, the steering wheel's a sick shit. Still want him to stop, but will he ever? Nah, cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting mine, but are you getting yours? I know what you people want, and I got this. You can hate me if you want, but I got this. You see the bling that's in my watch? In my hometown, they know. Another round, more bottles, a level lounge. Fashion flavors, send the chickens to the ground. I know how to move, I get it from my culture. Your girl next to me on point, like a sculpture. For the poachers, keep wearing fur. And I die for anything I believe or deserve. You ain't hurt? Yeah, the kid got a swerve. Pulled up on a curb in the old 10th swerve. It's always my way of being. Get the dope Korean. More money, more shine for fan reasons. No threats for as long as I'm here. Get the million. Make it spread like smear. Still want him to stop, but will he ever? Nah, cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting mine, but are you getting yours? I know what you people want, and I got this. You can hate me if you want, but I got this. You see the brain that's in my watch? In my hometown, they know. With Dilly Hente, flow excelente, a mixed breed G, got it written on my friend day. It's just like what a Harlem dude do, get it done and don't care what they say about you. Wrist so chubby, all the ladies wanna love me. Getting this money makes the watches wanna mug me. Mad drive, I got the 3-5 snuggy. Sell it in puppies with my Peruvian bunny. Houston or sellers, get some that shummy. Get the whole world funny, that'd be great. Beat is in my chest, nothing with an 8, 12, 6, 16, 32, 48. Still want him to stop, but will he ever? Nah, cause when we gone, all the haters will be better off. I see the big picture, I'm a better cause. I know I'm getting my
this, your boy DJ Fashion.
That's the pain these past days. Enough to make a grown man cry. Lost 5 acquaintances. One time. After the rain, they say the sunshine. So until I go, it's money on my mind. Bluest skies, newest ride, doing 85. Man, I'm surprised to be alive, close to 25. So I get high to congratulate. I haven't died. I'm speaking out. I'm real far from camera shy. To catch me by where they keep their bandanas tied. And double up is what we talk apart from getting fly. We'll never hang myself, even if I bang for self. I let the beard grow, but I'm not from Philadelphia. If you support me, then support me if there's nothing left. And I will never go alone when I bust the check. And I won't let you stand alone if you catch a wreck. We'll tear this whole town apart with some forceful threats. Disgruntled, cause when they disown but want you, people tell the untruth. Gotta remain humble. Soldiers ready to ride, they on the front line. I did my tears sweating and bloodshed. I won't cry.
So how does it feel to have so many accomplished songs and almost be done with your mixtape?
I mean, it feels good. Hard work, dedication. We're gonna keep moving forward.
Do you see you and your team up and running in the next 2 years?
Definitely so. Jazzy, Ghetto, Maverick, Sweet, Forget. We all in here.
Hey, no. Already love music. My niggas made me fans though.
Yes,
in this race, we win place and show. Try to help others, but everywhere they can't go. That's when you catch a couple cases and an hands fold. Wait for it, wait for it. I'm tired of waiting. Vote for press. I'm already wanting my resignation. Affiliations go a long way in any basis. So keep the head high. Fight for your fellow patrons. I'm too proud. I'm too proud. So fuck a hater. Don't even look my way. Do me a fucking favor. Signs are indicators. How they set you up for failure. Looking for me. Got my gun by my genitalia. No giving up. No surrendering. And no retreat. I swing and sweep till the other guys off his feet. Can't wait to see what I'll be in 2013. The flyest Dominicano that you ever seen.
Yo, I think you can help me out with this one. I can't do it better than you, boy.
Every day was a different one. Cop some kicks, hit you somewhere. Felt the change, you playing games, plus the ifs and unders. Felt the strange, you were supposed to have my little ones. It was picture perfect before, then the riffing come. Conversations had to sit in the park. I used to pass you anything when I was different from Nark. I admit, I'm a miss getting kissed in the dark. You used to plead me to stop, but then beg me to start. If you felt disrespected, and dude ain't far, could've ran out of bullets, I'ma hit him with darts. Maybe it's our friends that got us falling apart. You complain, I'm running the streets, I think I'm a star. Whoever get next up, hope you give them some thought. And I'ma be alright, baby, I'm a youngin' with heart. Won't catch me slumped over, dead drunk in the bar. I let this song bump the max, windows up in the car.
I put your love in front of the rest of mine. I really felt the joy of that one. It was me and you against the world. Loving you was never a question.
Most other ladies would have wanted to have babies. You were giving it up, running the streets crazy. Used to be tasty, then you start to disgrace me. And when it got hasty, I kept you as my lady. Henry and Eve Saint, cause flow stayed cakey. No calls lately, texts that you hate me. Doesn't really matter who else, you was my baby. Friends telling you I had Sue and the Mercedes. Saying I cheat, cause I hung out with KG. I'm pulling out toys like I work at KB. I don't wanna leave like die now, I rhyme well. And time tells if my heart and my mind swells. Like all hell when I got the accusations. Always walked out cause love turned to hatred. A boss in the making, so people in the faking could keep away from me if they don't talk sacred.
I put your love in front of the rest of mine. I really felt the joy of that one. It was me and you against the world. Loving you was never a question. But now I see that it was the best one.
The flames we had went out like a bad lighter. I got my Mac tighter.
ain't with you. Huh? Let the door hit you where the good God split you. And I don't hold grudges. You shouldn't either. Don't be shy to say hi or give me hugs in public. Pass the past. Just brush it off like fuck it. Music and money, the two things I can't lose love with. We mature and grow until we bought an old. You'll regret it. Would it be better if you toured with flow? Yeah, I had player traits. I couldn't change my ways. In this case, I wish I didn't give the dick away. They say all men cheat, but so do chicks, so never admitted it. Label you a hip ho. In every zip code, I'ma still rip show. And no committing from me until I think so.
I put your love in front of the rest. I really felt that you were the best one. It was me and you against the world. Loving you was never a question, but now I see that it was a lesson.
Yeah.
What up, kids?
Hello.
What up, kids? What up, kids?
Appreciate it. Killer B. Fuck with us. The UMC. True, good luck with laying this one down for me. Huh?
Fellas.
All right, have a good one, man.
All right, one.
Later. What up, Big Stu?
Man, I'm chilling, Manillin. How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, B. I'm chilling, McNillin, B. That went pretty good, B. That was two nice interviews, B. Who else you got on deck, B? Come on, B. I'm ready to knock out like four or five of these, B. I can do it, B. I can do it, B. I'm energized.
Nah, you know what I'm going to do now, Rush, man? I got to play some of the family that's going to be on the movie soundtrack, you know? So I got a lot of homies from all over different states submitting joints to the movie soundtrack, man. So I just want to play some of the family, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I even got Young Buck did a song with one of my artists, man. You know, I'm trying to play that maybe sometime if I can get that in tonight. If not, I'm going to play it some other time. But, yeah, I got some joints going. I got Freddie P from Making in the Band did a song with my man Will Porter. So, you know, I'm trying to put the whole family on the map right now. Plus, I got some of the family from Louisiana, Shreveport, Ratchet City, all that.
Yeah, I got, being that you got a little something, I got a little something too now.
All right.
I got my man OG Boo Dirt that I'm trying to bring through.
Uh-huh.
I'm also trying to bring two other kids through. I'm trying to bring my man Lil Sean through and somebody else through. You know how it is. We're just going to keep this underground show busy. We're going to keep this show busy.
So let's get into some more underground music.
Bet. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah. This right here is your man Herb McGruff new joint, yo. We're going to do that, y'all.
Now I'm just rap, land it up, calm down. Black dudes for real, y'all don't want to fuck around. I'm the chess master, these boys is pawns. I'm the king, man, my nigga is done. All my nigga is on. I ain't worried about you doing me harm. Somebody you never seen gon' walk up calm in your ass. I'll pass till you drop, pass out. Leave you on the floor, stiff, man, shout. When the war's on, even my it back out. I'ma burn out the Gucci bag, turn you into sushi fag. And now I'm back down from gunplay. God, learn how to kill at a very young age. Put in vicious work that'll make the front page. Pump gauge, leave your body shaking on the pavement. Gasping for breath,
what?
5 minutes to death. Mind be on my hip and I'm riding for my set. Yeah. Everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Lost with us, some sisters can't talk to us. Hustle cold, everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Lost with us, with bitches can't talk to us. Hustle's cold. I'm destined to shine, I'm destined for flex. Trying to handle me a beer, permanent nap. And trying to bring this new movement to rap. If I don't do up, we don't bump it. I do come in, cause I'm all the villains. Montana, over toting big hammers. Getting money like a 1980s Coke scrambler. Jacking chips like a Trunkantino top gambler. Quick to run up on you with the red bandana. Love respect, looking better, mind your man is all in vain. Nigga, no, I got no love for your nanny. Or drop, homie, that ass all she wrote. I live shot to hope you wise, begin to give up the coat. Who clapped you, boy, Jay, like the gun game six. And G got the bees up, Swiss cheese in your click. I got your host a ransom. Got money on my mind, so you know the anthem. LCN, in everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. Lost with us, some sisters can't talk to us. Hustle's cold, everyday life living. Rise to the top, shine like that ice glisten. Days of our lives, take a walk with us. And floss with us, some sisters can't talk to us. Hustle's cold.
Come
grams in the shed. The only time I rest is in your bed. I'm schizo, watch them boys. They pulling kickos in the bricks, pulling licks is how they come up quick. The hood is sick, I need you chick. Check my rearview mirror. They say his haters might appear nearer. The picture's clearer. My ride or die by my side all night. Even when we fuss and fight and it's so tight, I got you.
Not even hip hop news. This is election news. You know that Russell Simmons and Deepak Chopra decided to throw a little bit more support behind, you know, the Barack Obama re-election campaign. You know what I mean? So, you know, both of them is known for their fondness for, you know, Obama and their philanthropy and they both do medication. So they both are hosting one of the biggest star-studded events, dinners that could be right now and at the ABC Kitchen, man, on March 1st. It's supposed to be crazy. It even got pictures, you know, it's bugged because they got Obama and Spike Lee taking pictures with, they both holding Jordans, new pair of Jordans in their hands. So it's supposed to be like everybody's supposed to be coming out to this joint, bro. So I think.
And what your day is?
Huh? March 1st. That's March 1st. Oh, that's today.
And that's today, homeboy.
Wow, we couldn't get there then. I forgot, you know.
I asked you for the money to send me there. At the beginning of the show, that's what I asked you for the money for. To send me there. That's tonight.
You know, and it's crazy because even the conservatives, like, asked, you know. But yo, right now I'm going to get into this song. I'm going to come back. This is my song. This is my artist, Glory. We did this with Young Buck called Big Dog. Let's do this.
I'm dirty, but all the niggas, they ride the cleanest. My bird is coming, and all the killers, the goonies, bitch, they learned it from it. I be rapping poppy, you can't knock me over and out.
Hey,
yeah, I'm a big dog, bitch, shit, tears on your heart, but I big dog kick. Little nigga, you a puppy, talking big dog shit. And you know I keep it chopper with the big dog clip. Watch your mouth.
Hold the trucks up, drag them out, lay them down like shut the fuck up.
extra. Forgive me, my main shit, Mac. Or I'm a buck, rule number two. Never let her know your next move. Like I'm a boss bitch, fuck she gon' do. My bitches disapprove, we have a you redo. Like the head off a Barbie, call it hair and you too. Number three, trust no other bitch ever, 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 ever. Never, a bitch be first to call the cops. Credit card scam, you give your man the box. Set you up with Max B, have you living in the box. Whole world watching you at five, you on top. Number four, I know you heard this before. Never get fresh when your kids look a mess. Number five, never fuck them if your sister love them. I don't care if you give you a set, push them back. Number six, if we ain't working, tell them die. We a boss, broke niggas shouldn't even be alive. Seven, this tune is so underrated. Stop talking about whatever boyfriend you got. How he be digging you out, then he digging your mouth. Slipping bricks in the south, cause if I'm listening, ow. Both bitch, you'll be twisting a mouth. Like, give me that and I'm taking a mile. Number eight, talk don't hold no weight. You pop what, where, when, what you do, what you say. Number nine, should have been number one, now I'm thinking. Put your hands up if your ain't sinking. Bitches in the club, pussy smelling, no ranking. Dancing with the ballers, what you thinking? Ten, a very strong word, call it mojo. For loud chicks, not for you dry chicks. If you ain't got that clientele, your pockets on O. Get money, rain, sleep, hell no. Nigga, ask for $20, I'm telling them hell no. You rhyme rounds, I'm cold, cold, my ass cold. Follow these rules, you have mad bread to break up. If not, then it's welfare, saga hit the state up. Dick steady, hitting your pimples, hurting your face up. Telling you with makeup before he having you shake up. Like, my girl about to come for real, you gotta wake up. Thought you was old, that even went and copped a fake butt. Still the hoe with your hood, trying to get your cake up. Billy could step the dick and can't hook a good steak up. Boss bitch, you better wake up. I got him screaming, you the fucking best. Oh, Draco. For real. Queen of New England. Forever, ever, forever, ever. Matriarch, A to C, tell them bells. It's the queen of New England in the house. Where you chickens looking at me like, ow. Uh-huh, they loving my style. I do the straight from the hood, no doubt. Yeah. R.I.P. B.I.G.
This, yo, the rest is another hot joint right here. This my man Real Saddam out of Harlem, Mayhem Music. They doing their thing real big.
Yes.
You there with me, Russ, baby?
Yes, I am. Play it. I'm just listening to it.
Model show to follow, anti-denim, artful dodgers, crystal spilling, pocket full of dollars, crystal bling, you're fucking with a ball of ballin', like Jim Jones up in Harlem, bottles of that rosé, the life of the party, let's toast to the moment, might not see tomorrow, VIP jumping, she can roll if she swallows, so much swag, popping tags at the mall, the homie so fresh, smoking good, living hard, G650, I'm soaring on them cuz, just touchdown the day, being empty. Flight after flight, live the life of a boss. When she's down for the night, I'll be gone in the morn. Champagne life, yeah, something like the dawn. Looted 13, take a shot at the bar.
Get the money, wild bitches, yeah.
Won't be nothing. She around us, trying to be something. Velvet rope, red carpet event. Thugs turn the star through the car, need tent. Open the mouth wide, call a big shot filler. Started kissing on me like my name Jason Phillips. Bartender rewind and shots at the killer. Hill up, will up, ATV that nigga. Hard work pays off, acts made off. 30 bottles of rolls, let's have a spray off. My body the target, my aim is superb. Trying to bust off like a cheddar bob herd. This the life we live, till we DC. Just doing my numbers like a receipt.
Yeah.
movie for you.
Go ahead.
Exclusive. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just trying to paint a picture of the movie through the music.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, this right here in the background is O.B. out of Houston, Texas.
Okay,
let you hear. We gonna do, we gonna rock some Smoke Diva.
Yeah, let's rock.
I just wanna hit it. I just wanna hit it. I'm just trying to get in. Right here where I fit in. Sipping on the scissor, blowing on the spinach. Bottle in my hand, cup in the other. Clean as a whistle, swag like no other man. A thousand so official. Smoking like a pistol, real to the bone, down to the whistle. Got her hands on her head. She gon' do a Dougie. Sweating out of skeleton, jaws locked, looking ugly. I'm just posted in the club. Like a boss, looking for a brown, red, black, and yellow bitch of toast. Blowing on my reefer, call me with Khalifa. Whole club rocking when I'm coming out the speaker seat. Yellow, blue, red, got them coming out they sneakers. Club full of bad bitches, lift my shades so I can see them. If this bitch will be your bitch, then say, little bitch, you better keep her, cause I'm trying to take her home so I can freak her. Man, I'm in my zone. Sipping on Patron, bad yellow bone. Yeah, she got it going on. Orange juice and Grey Goose. Watch her get loose, shorty popping on the floor. She know what I wanna do. I just wanna hit it. 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 Shorty thing fine, super bad. She something else got me thinking how she and me can go and do something else. Nothing else on my mind but her behind in this sundress. I ain't lying. I'm a dog. I'm a beast. I'm something else. I look good. I'm so clean. Jeans look so tight, fit smelling like a pound. Chain shining like fall lights all night. I be on it, I ain't missing a beat. So if you bitches feeling drink, make sure you missing my feet. Pop popping bottles as a boss, so I ain't missing my seat. All that A inside your bitch gon' have you missing your teeth. I feel good right now, you better know that I'm on it. Miss me with that bullshit, bitch, you know you don't want it. Stick it got me feeling it, get drank, got me on tips. This pocket full of big face, rubber hands and they crispy. Headed to the dance floor, my head getting this swing on. I'm just looking for a bitch that I can go make it rain on. Man, I'm in my zone, yeah. Sipping on Patron, yeah. Bad yellow bone, yeah, she got it going on. Orange juice and Grey Goose. Watch it get loose, shorty popping on the floor. She know what I wanna do. What? I just wanna hit it. Yeah. 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 I just wanna hit it.
I'm just trying to get in. Right here where I fit in. Sipping on the scissor, blowing on the pin in.
I just wanna hit it. 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 Clean as a whistle, swag like no other. Man, I'm in my zone, sipping on Patron. Bad yellow bone, yeah, she got it going on. Orange juice and Grey Goose. Watch it get loose, shorty popping on the floor. She know what I wanna do. Bad yellow bone, yeah, she got it going on. Orange juice and Grey Goose. Watch it get loose, shorty popping on the floor. She know what I wanna do. What? I just wanna hit it. Yeah. 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 I just wanna hit it.
Production.
It's your boy Freddy P, nigga. And it's a dead ass out connect, nigga. They will fuck niggas get checked. Real niggas get respect. Believe that.
Let's go, how low you fuck.
This right here, my man, is Will Porter, Marv Gotti, and Freddie P, formerly from Making in the Band with Puff. We're going to do it up like this, y'all.
Real to the P like gold, that's me. Notorious like B.I.G. Can't nobody stop me, I.O.D. Never catch a slipping, too low key. Put in the air, one life flipping, I don't care. Ain't no limits, blue pill, red pill, make your choice. I speak clearly, hear my voice, stand alone. Not by myself, but New York finish, away from wealth. Crack on the track, take over dope. Speak my peace like no one else. Too much talent, too much drive. Too ambitious, still alive. Used to the pain, I'm worth the time. I'll find a way, I will survive. By all means, life is crazy. I'm too strong to let it face me. If I'm breathing, then I'm eating. This game ain't fair. A1G and won't slow down and get knocked off. This is my pants, lock up, no. Hold your head, bow down and pray. We shall rise somehow, some way. Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Let's go, how low you fall. This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes. Lay down and where we go. Cut short off, hit them all. Kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to tell you, though, I've been there before. I've been there before. I've been there before. Cut short off, hit them all. Kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to tell you, though, I've been there before. Yeah, I've been there before. I've been there before.
When you see Marv Gotti, knowledge is deep. My cousins are coming, they follow me. And I'm getting this dog, you ain't blind. You see your bird ass niggas ain't fire to me. I'm around my block, around my way. Barrel on my 38, spin around like wave. Take a seat playing, taking this a game. Till votes like a pick and they send this frame. Basically, I've been waiting patiently. A hot slug, I was just not the only thing they gon' take from me. Thoroughbred niggas, that's all I was raised around. I was taught if they play around, just spray it and lay them down. Niggas never planned, but then they wonder why they fell. Hot bottles like I caught the body and just made the bell. They had my back against the wall, seven crackers. My clothes, summer money looking beautiful, so we stacking for the call. I'm a G, so disrespect is not an option. Nope. When that strap pops and Call of Duty, black ops, black ops. Nigga, I spot him, my two eyes watch. Disrespect some daddy boys, get hit with that shoddy toes.
Let's go, how go you fall? This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes, lay down and where we go. Let's go, how go you fall? This is the life I chose. Money over these hoes, lay down and where we go. Cut short off, hit them all, kicking the door, twisting them all. Try to take you off, been there before. I've been there before. Touch short off, hit the floor. Kicking the door, twisting the wall. Try to tell you, I've been there before.
I'm the nigga that your friends feel. We gon' get some shit clear. Cause when that shower talk, boy, that bitch be being sincere. That talking get you knocked out. Get your car blocked out. Right before you make it home, they'll try and take your top off. I'm riding around with Sosa. You sitting on your sofa. My money open doors up. So I don't need no chauffeurs. Now I'm out in A-Town. Counting mathematics. Plus I told my own iron. I don't need no caddy. I'm something like my daddy. Recipe to Big Fred. Day County hitman. And this is why your bitch scared. Stop acting brand new or I'll shoot you in your big head. You little niggas better calm down or fuck around and get gunned down. I'm one up and you one down. I don't care who you run around. You little niggas try to charge up. Fuck around and get burned out. All that other bullshit, I ain't even on that. 40 rounds of beef, boy, I bet y'all they won't get.
This Will Porter, bust your head, y'all.
Got a gift, so I spit what I live, I write. Now if you go hit a chick, better hit it right, or you won't hit it twice. She won't spend the night. See if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I'ma make it here, and I'ma take it anywhere. Ain't about money, shit, you ain't saying nothing. And why mine stay, we stay hustling. Feeling a rush, millions of clutch. Y'all Darius, miles away, chasing my dust. Yeah. Mr. Will Porter performing the clutch. Smoke my competition, roll them off in the dust. Do a lot of things, but a nigga never brag. This my time and this my swag. Too many suckers, not enough time. Why you give up yours, I'm going out for mine.
Got this stack game right, go bust your head.
Got the bottle lined up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
So on a busy, for sure I get busy. Got that New York swag like you can't run with me. Way out your area, flow so scarier. Sharp like terrier, more the merrier. Run with the takeover, I'm like way over any expectation. So dedication, timing is everything. I'm so timely, limelight, rhyme tight. I'm so priceless, bang like Halo. Always on my J.O., put that work in, that's for certain. Haters is curtains, good night, see ya. Wouldn't wanna be a three strikes, I leave ya. Whole fam heavyweight, ain't nothing light here. Fans like light, yeah, like, yeah, my year. Get it, yeah. Make noise anywhere. Wanna know what it is? Where is that? I'm playing here.
It's that game right, go bust your head.
Got the bottle blind up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
They said I had to be Southern, but still New Yorkish. This what I'm saying, you can tell I'm important. Move from the block, now we up in the fortress. Vision too clear to ever be distorted. Rhyme so pouring, almost like you could snort it. All white fitted to the side, I sport it. This is a movement if you real support it. Don't try and fight it, might as well just forfeit.
Got this stack game right,
go bust your head.
Got the bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Small Gotti, you already know that. Dude, what it is, nigga? What's up? Phoenix Mafia, you already know, nigga. I stay with them dudes.
Listen, nigga, getting money, what I'm focused on. Your brain gone, if your head with the non-focus on. Work disappearing, know I get my hopes focused on. I stay bundled up, I'll survive through the coldest storm. Listen, nigga,
getting money, what I'm focused on. Yeah, Russ, man, me and you had a great time today, man. We chilling today.
We definitely did, man. We definitely did, man. But I gotta ask you a question, man. You played a female earlier that was from Connecticut.
Yeah.
And you played another female. Is one of them females from that same camp?
Everybody you heard just now is from the same camp.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Everybody you heard is going to be either acting in the movie or having a role on the music in the movie. I have so much more, but you know, it's man. I mean, this joint is going universal, Russ. Man, I mean, you got your hands full, man. I feel sorry for you, man. You know, I'm really telling you, you got your hands because this joint.
I'm glad that you letting me know a little bit, but I'm gonna find out a little bit more about it. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But I wanted to tell you this.
What?
I came in the studio today. And it was a package here for me. They had my bell locked up, but they had a mic here for me.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot mic, too.
They had a mic here for me. Yeah, that is. I'm opening it up. I just now opened it up, and I've been sitting here looking at it and everything. It's white.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice mic. I must say, it is a nice mic.
It's a snowball. Right?
Yeah, thank you.
the Blue Snowball.
Yes, yes.
Which is one of the top of the line mics right now, you know, but definitely broadcaster.
Yeah, I can hook it up to a laptop and everything, and like let's say I go out to a party, only thing I do is just plug this into the laptop and there go my mic, and then I can record, I can bring it back live to y'all. Thank you.
It's a beautiful top of the line mic,
but I'm looking at the
colors. I have
a black
one. I don't have a white one. They come in colors. They come in black, silver, gray, metallic.
You know, beggars can't be choosy, but I'm looking at the colors too, and I'm like, yo, the silver one is hot. The silver one is hot, but yeah, I got me a white one, so beggars can't be choosy. You got a black one.
White
one
is jazz,
black
yeah.
One.
Huh? Yeah, now let me tell you something. Now I'm gonna tell you how the story went with me. I actually wanted a white one, and they sent me a black one. So, but when I looked at the black one, and I sat it down, and I looked at it, and I started rocking it, and I was like, oh man, this joint right here is hot to death. It goes with my system, you know. It looks jazzy with my turntables. It just looks nice, and it also looks sometimes part of it looks like how can I say decoration when I ain't using it.
Okay, well, I got a white one, and this one looks very nice. Now I just got to get me some more better headphones. I want some white headphones now.
But I'm getting to my man Pump Dog and my dog Hurricane Chris. Definitely part of the family. Let's
go ahead, set it off.
Pines Road, Daddy, I'm the coolest motherfucker on the planet. I'm Indo, I'm Kush, I'm Arizona, Green Crack. Maybe I'm some A1 Reggie Miller. Hey, I'm a perfect boy, thinking like Polo, getting blooded. And my dick is just some mug, killers looking. What's up? Bang out, or hang out with some wang out, or rock out with some. I'ma turn your block out. She on the floor, jigging till she make that pop out. Try to tell them boys, it's gonna be a knockout. We'll get it. They ain't wanna tell them, but I run that post city, oh. I'm dubbed, stop. And then my loser and I fit it. I'ma shoot it at her. I'm just trying to make the beat get it. Oh man, I need me a beat. Down with me, the wall sweet. All sweet. With my money looking funny. The paper getting low. And my package ain't coming no more. Hey, I need a red girl. It ain't just you. You know how to take it. Talk about 1 to 5. 10 to 40. 100 bills. I'm with your cock out. I'm Hurricane Chris. I like to rock out with my Glock out. And not somebody top out. I'm kicking it with K. Pistol and he from the west side. I'm a cedar grown. Get him up. Pop a bean. Who got the juice? Hold me up a deuce. Don't be acting brand new. I'm 5150. Cigarella full of sticking. Looking for a ratchet that's good and cooked chicken. She hopped up on the pole and they got to throwing money. But we shut down when we start throwing 100. 50s and 20s and 5s and 10s. Lead a club. Like, get in. Yeah. I got a couple of freaks in my whip, and I take it to the room, then make them trip. I got her own money, man. Look at her, she a gangster. I need me a ratchet who know how to take a. While I drive, I can't even see the lane I'm in. Oh, man. Need me a beer. Down with me, the wall sweet. With my money looking funny. The paper getting low. My package ain't coming no more. Hey, need a ratchet girl. Go get it for the paper. I get all in her nose like I was Big Paper. Fucking with her brain. I make her feel fly. Then I shoot her with my meat pistol. Throw my pussy down. KP, cuz, beat. Orangutan. Beefing with them boys. It ain't a mother bang to me. Got that Queen Burrow wish maple bang to me. I'ma eat up anything to me. Brain to me. Always got a brick of dough that watch me break a pee up. Bad me some water so we can cook a key up. Bars off the block. Window hitting the tee up when it's war time. Know your boy gon' tee up. Fresh like a baby, then answer me how. 318 tomorrow, welcome to the south. Don't stop looking in my loser and I fit it. I'ma shoot it at her, I'm just trying to make the beat. Oh man, need me a beer. Down with me, the wall sweet. With my money looking funny, the paper getting low. My package ain't coming no more. Hey, need a red girl. Take that,
have a drinks on, Russ.
Yes, and I'm
getting
in the building with
like
my
always.
Man, DJ
and this
Big
ain't
Stu.
Even Sunday. This ain't even Sunday and we getting drink, you know?
Yeah,
this ain't even Sunday.
Thursday,
So, Russ, you want to tell, before we go, man, you want to tell everybody something about your show this coming up this coming Sunday?
We're going to have drinks.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have some entertainment. We're going to be politicking. We're going to have laughter.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely going to have laughter on my show. And we just going to do it like how we do it every Sunday, bringing it in the new week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have you on the ones and twos.
For sure.
Throwing it back, as long as you don't pray to the porcelain god. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And other than that, I just want to give a shout-out to Harlem and everybody. Oh, I might, yo, you know what? I might bring that brother back, that brother Steven. I might bring brother Steven back to my show this Sunday. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do, and let him politic about the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah, oh, let me tell you something. I was watching a documentary about the Harlem Rennies with Mr. John Isaac. And, you know, when I was working with Contact Sports, I remember we were trying to actually get a deal with Mr. John Isaac to have him wear our gear, you know, and to do a Harlem Rims line. And the crazy part about it is he had a Contact Sports show on, and this was on a Showtime documentary. I was bugging out.
Yeah.
I remember being part of that movement. Yeah.
You're a pretty old dude, DJ Big Stu.
I'm not old. I was just
You've been around. Not old, but
I've been around. I'm not old. I just been around the old timers, you know. I'm middle.
Okay.
I'm middle.
Okay.
You ain't that far behind me, brother.
Huh?
You ain't that far behind me.
Yeah. 10 to 15 years is not bad, but I understand.
She said 10 to 15. Times 10 to 15.
But it's okay, my brother.
But yo, man, it's time for us to get up out of here, man.
We're going to do
I
got to
play that thing, man. Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm
so
a
you
bring...
know what?
What?
I got to say goodnight,
man. Man, goodnight, man. I had a great time with you, man. I'm going to see you Sunday, man.
Let's do it.
All right, because next week, Thursday, I want my bell back.
You got it.
All right.
This pot smells delicious, and it's the base for our ultimate beef stew. Now, we're talking about beef stew.
Beef stew. Try this beef stew.